Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Roger Clemens joining us, brought to you by John Daspit, here to talk postseason baseball once again this year. It is one of our favorite times of the year and one of our favorite guests, Roger Clemens, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Stay on that topic, though. Have you ever seen this, Roger? Have you ever been part of this where you thought you were going to play at one time and then within 24 hours it was switched to a separate time? How much does that change going from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock? Does that really alter anything for the Astros or for the pitcher, or is it beneficial for you?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. You know, as long as we know what's going on, everybody's locked and loaded pretty much on, you know, they give you a heads up on possibility of times anyway, so you just got to be ready for it. It's happened, oh gosh, probably 3 or 4 times at least over my career where when we were in the playoffs, they changed times on us. So not such a big deal at all.
Roger Clemens here, brought to you by John Daspit. Here is a big deal. In his 3 postseason starts, Christian Javier has batting average. They're 2 for 50, Roger. He's only given up 2 hits. You know, that's the greatest three game run in postseason history. You're 4th on that list. When in 2001, you had a 3 game run where you were unbelievable and nobody could get a hit off of you, but that's 4th on that list. How about, and Don Larson was 2nd with his no-hitter included in his 3-game run, and then somebody else was 3rd. But how about this Christian Javier, 2 for 50 in 3 starts in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, just under control, you know, calm like they talk about with Javi. I mean, when we talked about it, what we talk on Monday, we were looking for the 2022 guy, and we got him. I mean, he walked 5. I mean, there's this game here, boys, you could go about 10, 11, 12 different ways. I mean, there's about 12 topics on this one. You know what I was happy about was, and he had to know it too, with Maldi back there on that foul tip.
Yeah.
That's a situation where that game could have got out of hand quick. He locked right back in. He walked some guys. Maybe it didn't look like it really bothered him a whole lot, walking, what was it? 3 walks, really 2 on the 5th because of that foul tip. So, again, I'm glad that worked out. I thought it was, I thought it was going to be a deal where you heard the Twins fans counting down the pitch clock time, and they talked about affecting the pitcher. I think it affected the hitter too. I mean, when you're holding it down to 1 second before you start your delivery, it's ever who's focused when that's going on. You hear that. I mean, you hear it with a loud crowd in a visiting ballpark. So. But I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that I mean, the home run. What was it? The Abreu and Bregman's homers. Sonny Gray's breaking balls. Like I said, I was thinking about you two, both you two, John and Lance. You guys could have hit that one out. I mean, that was you talking about room service, man. So all the buildup with the shadows, the sun. How Sonny Gray has pitched. I mean, he was fantastic. And then you watch the very, the leadoff hitter. You watch our boy, coming up there and doing his thing. Altuve with the kind of buckled on the breaking ball, but still was under control with his bat, gets a base hit. Some of our lefties, by the way, welcome to the party now, Breo, Bregman, and Tuck, they're getting hot. So there's... You're getting to a point where you don't see you don't have a break as a pitcher. You can't make a mistake, and the guys are making you pay for it. So it's just it's just incredible. And of course, I think for me as a pitcher, Pena, his diving, the double play he turned in, what was it, the bottom of the 6th. I mean, that was good as everybody was ranting and raving about Trey Turner's with the Phillies. That was incredible play. And then you got to go to Yordan. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're seeing this is what I saw up close and personal with Carlos Beltran. You guys remember what he did.
Yep. For those who missed, 2004
It was incredible. Every hit he was getting, I mean, he was launching pitches that he shouldn't even touch. If you looked at Yordan's last at bat, he was almost smiling when he fouled off one or two of those. You look at it, they had a close up on him, and he was shaking his head like, please go there again, and they did, and he roasted it.
How would you pitch? It's interesting because, you know, that low pitch that he just golfs out, that changeup or that slider that he just crushes, and then say, well, you know what? He can't catch up to that high fastball, and then he catches up to the high fastball and hits that. How would you approach pitching Yordan right now?
Yeah, you better walk him.
That's it?
You could just rush him a little bit. You know, rush him inside for a strike and that. But, you know, he pulled those balls. You got to go back to what we talked about last time. We talked about giving that late-inning home run opposite field. When guys are covering like that, a left-hander is covering, I mean, you have nowhere to go. And really, he should have been 4 for 5. That's a base. That's a double that they gave the kid an error. When you leave your feet to go down to one knee and backhand a ball, That's a base hit. He was doing that probably thinking in his mind he was going to pick that in turn two. And right. Then he misses it, and they give the kid an error. But, you know, like I said, he should have been 4 for 5. But he's hitting that baby cutter in. Then they went two-seamer, and that one ran back across the – you know, it wasn't middle. It was inner half, and he roasted that one. So he's just comfortable right now, man. He's balanced. You didn't see a lot of the guys overswing. I think Tuck went to the opposite way. Mm-hmm. So when you see guys do that, that really causes when left-handers take me the other way, and they got plate coverage, we got a problem now. So either I'm going to have to start wearing some guys out inside and make them feel very uncomfortable, or you got to change quickly, and you can't rely on the sun and shadows, which were a big problem. I mean, Guerrero, he had a huge problem with that, and like the other guys did. But, I mean, you'd have to ask our hitters if they were really sitting breaking ball. They sure looked at maybe they were going to get a boatload of them.
That's why I was thinking. I was thinking about you in the first inning, because when you see the pitches that were hit, they were sitting breaking ball. And I thought about all the times you told us – well, not all the times. When you told us how often people in the bench can pick up on little tells for a pitcher and how you always have to be kind of self-scouting – the way that they were hitting that, I almost thought, well, they came in either with the idea that we're going to sit breaking pitch, or maybe there was some kind of tell that they had picked up in his last start or couple starts on the breaking pitch. Is there a possibility that maybe they just jumped on him early because they had something on Sonny Gray?
Yeah, Sonny Gray, I mean, his curveball was better than his sweeper, which everybody talked about. He'd only given up one or two hits, whatever. They talked about his dominance over the Astros in April. We didn't have our spark plug in the lineup. Altuve wasn't around. I mean, that's a huge difference just to have him in the lineup and being dangerous. And but they were just, I mean, guys, when you talk about room service, those breaking balls, they weren't the ones that started on the plate and ended up two balls off the plate. They started middle in, and they stayed middle away. And I'm just telling you, if you can just put a good swing on it, and they were up, and you put a good swing on it, get a little backspin on the ball, they're going somewhere. A long way. So, I mean, there's no difference than Abreu's. If you look at Ober's pitches that he threw to Abreu, I mean, they were just. I mean, even the other guys that got base hits off him afterwards, he was a power thrower. You can't be a power thrower in this game. You got to continue to pitch, just like Christian did. I mean, he did a great job pitching and working his way through even the walks when he made his own little mess. He got out of it. Had great movement, great explosion on his fastball upper in the zone up. But again, our left-handed bats with Houston, they're using all the fields, and it's fun to see right now. They're rolling, and like I said, with one or two guys rolling, maybe three, and now you have the other guys joining the party. It makes a long day for some of these guys.
The Twins didn't. I mean, listen, the shadows were the same for both teams. So, you know, I know Lewis and Correa and even Kepler, they looked like they had no plate discipline. The difference was a lot of plate discipline, wasn't it?
Yeah, you saw them swinging at balls that weren't even close. They're trying to guess and go. But, yeah, once the sun changed its location, on the field where it wasn't, you know, the hit, the pitcher was in the sun, then you have a dark spot, and then you have the sun again at home plate. I mean, it's fun to pitch in that, but you still have to pitch. You can't do that.
Yeah,
hey, don't overlook Molly behind the plate. I mean, you don't see too many guys shaking him off. That's why he's back there. Everybody's comfortable with this dude. So, and you know, he's pressing those buttons on that pitch comm, and nobody's shaking. They're going right with him. He knows. He's done some homework on these guys, too.
Absolutely. Roger Clemens brought to you by John Daspit right here on ESPN 97.5 and 98.25. So what do you expect? Urquidy, his last outing, he looked great on the last Saturday of the season, Rog. He comes in here. He's had a up-and-down year. He was hurt. He's back. He's been inconsistent. What are you expecting tonight between he and Ryan?
I think he's gonna be real efficient. I think he's gonna work fairly fast like he always does. Rely on what's being called behind the plate, and I expect good things from him. I mean, he's got good stuff. He moves the ball around. It's just going to depend on how desperate Minnesota is and their hitters. When we talked last, we talked about those first three innings, man, and that's exactly what happened. It happened again. So, airtight defense, those strikes, get ahead and expand the zone. That's what I'm going to be looking for.
Did you like that he brought a six-run cushion? He brings in Hunter Brown to give the kid a little bit of confidence, although he struggled and he needed that pain you play. But that was, if you want to get a kid going, I guess you bring him in a situation like that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a situation where you're pretty free with your body and your arm, and in the playoffs you get me one or two runs early, I can go to work and like we talked about, I'll preach it to you guys again. There's no fastball counts in the major leagues anymore. Some of these dudes get to 3-2 just to throw their breaking ball on purpose, and they run from the zone to do that. So. I loved it. When I was with the Stros, we're in the playoffs, and the boys got me one or two, it felt like eight. You can just go to work, man. You're freed up. You can throw anything at any time. I can go right to my split after strike one, and I might throw some guy five straight splits in a row when you have a two-run lead. So, all bets are off.
Those guys got you no runs. Two runs must have seemed like eight because they never hit for you.
I'm still trying to figure out how I want a Cy Young coming home.
Well, I Javier, the whole key with him is going to be, because he is really an X factor. If you get the nine strikeouts were great, you had a bunch of swing and miss. I do think it's a different game for him against a team with plate discipline that doesn't chase, because he did still have five walks and a hit batter. But man, the stuff looks so much better, and
can't
I think
teach,
that
can't teach it, baby. You can't teach confidence. And,
no.
And he was. I know he's calm looking all the time. And out there, but you can't teach confidence. And Dusty threw him out there and said, "Let's do it." And he's going to do the same thing.
How big
tonight.
Is that getting out of a bases loaded jam? I mean, that's got to also be something that kind of helps you grow from a confidence standpoint.
Yeah, being a little bit of a fly ball pitcher, and then when I would throw my two seamer on purpose to try and get that ground ball, when I realized, hey, this guy's I'm not going to strike this guy out. He's choked up 2 inches on the bat. Again, I'm relying on my catcher, Osmus back there, whoever it is. Pay attention to detail what these guys are doing if they make adjustments, and Minnesota better make some adjustments quick, and they better make an adjustment not to throw to Jordan.
Yeah. And Jeffers talked about it, their catcher. Oh, we challenged Jordan in game two. And it was great. Yeah, keep on doing that. Keep that same energy. I can't even see. There's no chance they throw to Jordan tonight, is there?
What do they say? It's like striking matches at a gas station. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Keep doing it. Keep that same energy. Well,
exactly.
We will talk to you about it again tomorrow, Roger. Great stuff. We really appreciate your insight. It is really, really great, and we really appreciate John Daspit for doing that as well. So thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
All right. There's Roger Clemens with us here. Should be Hall of Famer. And by the way, we're one win away from him joining us in the for the ALCS.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with high-quality Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered. With more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock, save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.